At a time when many Gauteng police stations lack basic resources such as vehicles, holding cells and telephones, the Gauteng provincial government has spent nearly 119 million rand on its e-panic button program. Yet residents continue to face delays in police response time due to a shortage of vehicles, raising serious concerns about whether the government is prioritizing costly technology projects over basic resources needed to keep communities safe. Replying to questions posed by the DA in the Gauteng legislature, the MEC revealed that nearly 190 million has already been spent on e-panic buttons program. He further disclosed that an additional 87.1 million is earmarked for support and maintenance, while a further 15.3 million for change management and another 13.8 million for development expenditure. The MEC further confirms that the program costs taxpayers approximately 5.4 million every month to operate. And in addition, he admitted that the department does not directly manage third-party responders, has no direct contracts with emergency response providers, and has failed to put formal interdepartmental agreements in place to govern the emergency response services linked to the program. The Democratic Alliance is the only party that takes the poor condition of our police stations and the working conditions of our police officers seriously. Instead of allowing departments to spend money outside of their core mandates, a DA-led government will engage the National Minister of Police to devolve policing powers so that resources can be directed towards fixing the basic foundations of effective policing, including infrastructure, vehicles, staffing, and equipment.